This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidin Mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. This is Imam Zaid Shakir, and I'm here to continue discussing the hadith that we have mentioned previously, the hadith related by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, where Abu Umama was sitting in the masjid outside of the prayer time. The Prophet ﷺ noticed that and he inquired, and Abu Umama mentioned, it's because of worries and debt that is just attached to me, lazimatni, al-humum, humum lazimatni, wa duyun, ya Rasulallah. So debt and grief, worries that are just clinging to me. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not teach you some words? Were you to say them, Allah, with those words, would drive away from you your grief, your worries, and he would dispense of your debt. And Abu Umama, as we mentioned, he perked up and he said, certainly, O Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you were to say, at the time that you rise up in the morning and the time that you recline in the evening, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from hammi wal-hazan. What is hammi? Hammi, brothers and sisters, is a worry, ham or humum, plural, worries that weigh one down and that overwhelm one. And not just worries about petty and significant things, but worry that is weighty. One of the meanings of hamma. So the Arabs, for example, they say hamma shahma, that the ham melted the fat, yani adabahu. So the fat was literally melted. So heat that's so intense that it can melt fat. So we say hamma, hamma shahma, adabahu. Yani it caused it to melt, so it became liquid and literally flowed. That's the kind of worry that we're talking about. So this is something we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from. Why? Because when worries become so overwhelming, they can literally consume us, just as that fat was melted, and they can melt us and render us. So when something melts, what happens? It loses its form. So the ice cube is cubical. It melts, the cube is gone. So when grief overwhelms a person, we can literally lose touch with ourselves. Who we are can be lost. So we can see a person, the personality shining through one day, then they're overwhelmed by worries, and we see them a short while later, maybe a week later. They're not the same person, and we immediately know what's going on, what's wrong. It's not the same person. They've been melted by their worries and their concerns. And the greater danger is that we can forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a person who's so overwhelmed by worries has failed to do something. We're instructed by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to gather all of our worries, all of our concerns, our humum, into a single concern, and make that single concern Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the akhirah. This is really what Ramadan is all about. Consider in Ramadan the things that normally worry you, they're sidelined. Why? We're too busy reading our Quran. We're too busy preparing for iftar. We're too busy praying the Taraweeh. We're preoccupied from our worries and concerns. Why? Because the things we mentioned. We're too busy reading our Quran, dhikrullah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're too busy praying our Taraweeh, dhikrullah. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر. The prayer involves the remembrance of Allah, and the remembrance of Allah is greater than the prayer itself. Brothers and sisters, Tarawih, dhikrullah, Quran, dhikrullah. Qala ahadun min as-salaf, tasbihatun wahidatun fi Ramadan, ta'adilu alfa tasbihatin fi ma siwa. One saying, Subhanallah, glorified is Allah, one time in Ramadan is equivalent to saying it 1,000 times outside of Ramadan. We're too busy remembering Allah. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهِ فِي رَمَضَانَ مَغْفُورٌ لَهُ. Our Prophet ﷺ mentioned the one who remembers Allah in Ramadan will be forgiven. So if we're really taking advantage of Ramadan and benefiting from the lessons of Ramadan, we don't have time for our concerns and our worries. So we seek refuge with Allah, we seek shelter. As we mentioned in an earlier episode, we seek shelter, we seek protection, we hold fast to Allah, we fortify ourselves with Allah, in this case, not from a shaitan. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. In this case, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْهَمِّ وَالْحَزَنِ. So there we're ordered, it's an imperative verb, فَاسْتَعِذْ, seek refuge, seek protection, hold on to Allah, fortify yourself. Here it's a present tense verb. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh Allah, I am seeking refuge with you. What is the difference? The present tense verb, or the past tense, udhu billah, is cut off, it's done, a done deal. I have sought refuge with Allah in the past. Al-mudari'a, the present tense verb, yufid al-istimrar. It conveys the meaning of continuity. I am continuously seeking protection with Allah. I am continuously holding on to Allah. I am continuously fortifying myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my worries. Min al-hammi wal-hazan. What is the hazan? The hazan is related to the ham. The two are related. The hazan is the worry that we have from the concern with things that might unsettle us. So al-hamu kullu hazan min adabin. So are worried about punishment. So min adabin, min zallatin, that we might slip, or from anything in the world that might prove to be unsettling to us. The grief of those concerns is what the ham is. So when we say a'udhu billahi min al-hammi wal-hazan, I seek refuge with Allah from worries and from those things that produce worries. So I'm covering both bases, from the worries and from those things that produce worries. And even if those things, so hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ward off from us and protect us from those things which produce worries. If those things occur, then may Allah protect us from them translating into worries. Covering both bases. So this is what it means when we say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. From worries and from those things that produce worries. May Allah protect us from both. And may that refuge, as we mentioned, what is the refuge that provides the protection? In the blessed month of Ramadan, it's the prayer, it's the tarawih. To say nothing of our obligatory prayers. The obligatory prayers have little meaning and little effect if we neglect, the supererogatory prayers, such as the tarawih, have little effect if we neglect our obligatory prayers. Because our obligations, brothers and sisters, that's our foundation for drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So throughout the year, we're drawing near to Allah with our obligatory acts. especially our prayer. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْهُ عَلَيْهِ. My servant does not draw near to me with anything more beloved to me than the obligations I've imposed upon him or upon her. So that's the foundation. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. And my servant continues to draw close. So continues. What got us on the path in the first place? The obligatory actions. So brothers and sisters, don't be like the person who sleeps all day, misses prayer all day, doesn't get up for Fajr, but then hastens to the masjid for Taraweeh. The foundation is in there. My servant continues to draw close to me with the voluntary acts until I love him, until I love her. So brothers and sisters, Ramadan is all about the love. Ramadan is all about the love. There's a popular song that many of you remember, you're old enough to remember, or you're culturally astute enough to understand, where the singer famously said, "Where is the love? You said was mine all mine, till the end of time, was it just a lie?" The love is in Ramadan, brothers and sisters. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. My servant continues to draw close to me through with the voluntary acts until I love them. And Allah Ta'ala's love is to the end of time. Because that's love that transcends time. That's love that's not bound or defined by time. Because that's love that emanates from the divine. And it will be all of ours. It's available to all of us, brothers and sisters. If we do what all true lovers do, and we'll conclude on this point. One of the poets said, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعًا. The one who loves someone, they obey their beloved. So if we love Allah, then we obey Allah. And if we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray He will open up the gateways of His love, His eternal boundless love, and it will truly be ours until the end of time. May Allah bless all of you, and may Allah protect us from worries and from grief and those things that stimulate and cause worry. This is Imam Zaid Shakir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.